Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Rich, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
This week, we're going to talk about the transfer window, the language of buying and selling, and Rich is going to make another Premier League prediction.
But before we start, we recently had a comment from Verdmead96 in Poland. When talking about Bournemouth, she used the term expansion team, and we were asked if this was the correct word to use when a team is new in the Premier League.
Expansion team is not a term that is used in the Premier League or European football in general. We describe new teams in the Premier League as promoted teams, or near the start of the season, newly promoted teams, because they have just won promotion from the division below.
So, Norwich City, Watford and Bournemouth are the promoted teams this season.
Yes. The term expansion team is often used in sports in the United States. In American sports, there is usually no promotion or relegation. When a team joins a league, it's because a new team has been created, often in a city that didn't have a team before. The league expands to allow the new team to enter the league.
No relegation or promotion? I think that would make the Premier League much less interesting.
I know. Sometimes, on the last day, loads of clubs can still be relegated, and it's one of the most exciting days of the season.
Bournemouth got promoted last season for the first ever time in their history.
Winning promotion is one of the best feelings in football for lots of fans.
Let's move on to this week's football. What's happening in the Premier League this week, Jack?
Next Tuesday is a big day in the Premier League. It's transfer deadline day, which is the day the transfer window closes.
Yes, deadline is a word that is used to describe a point in time when everything has to be finished.
So all transfers between clubs have to be completed by midnight on the 1st of September.
Deadline is quite a common word for students. Students usually have deadlines for homework, essays and assignments.
And if a student misses a deadline, their teacher might not correct their assignment or they might lose marks.
And we have a deadline too, to get this podcast out to our listeners. Didn't we say 5 o'clock today?
That's right. So, with the transfer deadline getting closer, there is certain to be lots of buying and selling in the next few days, and we're going to look at some of the language involved in transfers.
In any transfer, there are normally three steps in the process: speculation, contact, and negotiation.
You can see speculation online, in newspapers or on the TV every day. Speculation is when people, or more often the media, say what might happen without having all the facts.
Yeah, you often see articles in newspapers saying this player is selling his house so he must be leaving the club, or another player has been seen in this city so might be moving to this club.
Yes, newspapers love all the gossip and rumours. The next step in a transfer is for a club to make contact.
If a club wants to buy a player and the player is under contract, the club has to ask permission to speak to the player.
You often see this phrase, under contract, and it means that a player has a contract with a club, so they can't move without the permission of their current club.
And this usually involves a transfer fee. A fee is an amount of money you pay for a service or to a business. For example, you might pay an entrance fee to go into a museum, or need to pay legal fees to ask a lawyer for help.
And a club will not usually give permission to another club to speak to their player before negotiating a transfer fee.
Negotiation is a noun to describe a discussion between two people or two businesses who want to reach an agreement. The verb is to negotiate.
What usually happens is that one club will bid for a player, which means to make an offer, and then the other club will decide if the offer is acceptable.
If it isn't, they will tell the other club they are not interested or will try to negotiate a better price.
This process often continues for weeks or even months.
But what is great about transfer deadline day is that this process often goes much faster and transfer negotiations are often completed very quickly.
And there's usually a surprise or two. Radamel Falcao moved to Man United on deadline day a year ago, and Danny Welbeck moved to Arsenal.
But it's not only the negotiations between the clubs that are important, but the buying club also has to negotiate with the player and his agent, who is the person that manages the player's money and career.
Usually, an agent will need to negotiate the length of contract, wages, and a signing-on fee, which is an amount of money a player receives for joining a new club.
And if one of these isn't right, it can cause a transfer to break down and stop.
But not all transfers will involve money changing hands between clubs.
No, you'll see deals where clubs exchange players directly instead of money.
There are also loan deals, where a player will join another club for a short period of time.
And there are also free transfers, when a club decides a player is not needed and can move to another club for free.
Make sure you look at the sports news on Tuesday, because there'll be lots of transfer activity.
Let us know in the comments section below if any players arrive or leave your club on transfer deadline day. Are you happy with your club's transfer business?
Right, time for your prediction, Rich. You got it wrong last week. Arsenal and Liverpool finished 0-0.
Yeah, the goalkeepers were in great form, but I suppose a draw was a fair result.
Let's hear this week's prediction.
This week, I'm going to make a prediction for Swansea City v Manchester United. Both teams have made good starts to the season, and neither team has tasted defeat yet. Swansea looked good against Chelsea, and their Ecuadorian winger, Jefferson Montero, and French striker Bafétimbi Gomis have been playing really well. Manchester United haven't conceded a Premier League goal this season, but have had some problems in attack. But after a hat-trick in the Champions League this week, Wayne Rooney looks like he is back in good form. I think Man United will concede their first goal of the season, but I think the final score will be Swansea City 1, Manchester United 2.
If you've got a prediction for this match or any other Premier League match this weekend, let us know in the comments section below.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.
If you're listening to this on iTunes or elsewhere, come back to Premier Skills English for some language activities, a quiz, and lots more. You can find us at www.britishcouncil.org/Premier Skills English.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country, and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.